The Justice Department has weighed in on a case in South Dakota where Indian tribes charge that too many of their children are put in foster care improperly. In a rare move, the DOJ is supporting the tribes in a class action lawsuit. The tribes say the state is violating the 36-year-old Indian Child Welfare Act by removing hundreds of children after extremely brief court hearings. NPR's Laura Sullivan reports.
Last year, tribes in South Dakota came together with the ACLU to file a class action lawsuit against South Dakota courts and state officials. The tribes say the state has removed their children and placed them in foster care without giving them notice or a proper court hearing. As part of the lawsuit, the state had to turn over rarely seen transcripts of 120 recent court hearings, hearings where Native American children were taken into state custody and typically placed for months into foster care. Most of the hearings lasted just a few minutes. Others lasted less than 60 seconds.
It's disgraceful.
Stephen Pivar is a senior staff attorney with the ACLU, which has brought the suit along with the Ogallala Sioux and Rosebud Sioux tribes. Not a single parent was allowed to testify at the hearings. Most were not allowed to say anything except their names.
These were virtually kangaroo courts. There was nothing that any of the parents did or could have done. It was a predetermined outcome in every one of these cases.
In one case cited in the suit, children were taken away from a mother the state said had neglected them. Their father, who was divorcing the mother, appeared at the hearing and said, "I am here. Please give custody of my children to me." The judge placed those children in foster care. In another example, a mother returned home from work to find her children had been taken away when the babysitter got drunk. She went to the hearing to explain she was the mother. Her children were also placed in foster care.
There's a crisis in many parts of the United States, and there has been one for decades, involving the forcible removal of Indian children from their homes by state judges and social services employees. And this lawsuit seeks to do something about it.
State officials declined NPR's request for comment, citing the ongoing lawsuit. This month, the Justice Department sided overwhelmingly with tribes. It has never before intervened in a district court case involving the Indian Child Welfare Act. The act mandates that states do everything they can to keep Native families together and that they place Native children with their relatives, tribes, or Native American foster parents if those children are removed from their families. Chase Iron Eyes is a staff attorney with the Lakota People's Law Project. He says 9 out of 10 Native American children who are taken from their families in South Dakota are placed in non-Indian homes or group homes.
It's a crisis. It's a human rights crisis, what's going on.
This year, 7 tribes in the state applied for federal planning grants to develop their own foster care programs.
We're trying to turn the whole system around, turn the whole ship around, and kind of give that power back to where it belongs, the power to raise our own families.
Iron Eye says the future of Native American tribes depends on it. Laura Sullivan, NPR News.